What made him such a legendary player?
Wow, this news is just a punch to the gut of anybody who has followed the NBA over the years. I remember the night that Kobe Bryant was drafted, and I was covering the draft down at Warrior headquarters, and I was sitting with Monty Poole, the legendary columnist from the Oakland Tribune, and Kobe had made himself available for the draft right out of high school in Italy, where he had grown up. Several years of his childhood were spent in Italy, fluent in Italian, and we had a great sense then that he was going to be a marquee player in the NBA for many years, and we were hoping the Warriors would draft him. Sure enough, they didn't. They ended up picking a 7-foot stiff center instead, and Kobe wound up getting drafted by Charlotte and then traded to the Lakers, and he spent his entire career with the Lakers, arguably one of the five greatest players of all time, a five-time NBA champion, third all-time in scoring, and you know, Kobe Bryant's one of these guys who's so famous that you just say Kobe and you know exactly. My wife doesn't follow sports, and she knew exactly who I was referring to when I shared with her the news.
Steve, it's Jeffrey Schaub. I first learned of this when I spoke with my son, who called me up and sent me a text. He was having lunch with some friends in L.A., and among the group was a cheerleader for the Lakers, who broke down crying after she read an email from the organization. This has to be really terrible news for the Lakers and all of basketball, because he was a beloved player.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up, Jeffrey. My best friend from college is his name is Dana, a native of Los Angeles, remains one of my closest friends to this date. And whenever a famous sports figure, a well-known sports figure, has passed, Dana's always been quick to remind me that it's no more tragic than the sudden passing of anyone else, and we shouldn't overstate the importance of it when it's a public figure. But I just have been communicating with him in the last few minutes, and he has broken down in tears himself. So the impact will be felt wide and far and for quite some time.
And, you know, as you mentioned, this is a punch in the gut, really. You know, we connect with these people. How, in addition to being an amazing player, was Kobe Bryant able to connect with fans of basketball?
Well, Kobe's got an incredibly outgoing personality. And I mentioned before that he spent much of his childhood in Italy. He's a man of the world. He's not an athlete who is very, very provincial and has sort of grown up in a vacuum playing sports. He's a very worldly man, speaks multiple languages and is able to connect with people on a level far and above just basketball.
And a very loyal man, I hear, as well. I mean, after all, he spent his entire career with the Lakers, and that's unusual in major sports, is it not?
It is unusual, and he played many, many years. I don't remember exactly how many years he played in the NBA, but I know in his final game as an NBA player, he scored 60 points. So I dare say I don't remember anybody having gone out on that kind of note at an advanced age as a professional athlete.